families. We understand the sacrifices that our military makes, and that's why we created the Hero Loan. Mortgage interest rates are near their all-time lows, and we're currently locking 30-year fixes in the low threes. Find out how much money you can save with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is it. Put up or shut up time. The big games are on the line, and there's only one place to go. Bet Indiana News. Around the state and across the country, get all the favorites, underdogs, smart money, and more. It's College Bowl season, and nobody's in the know like Bet Indiana News. So keep your eye on the action. Get all the info, all on one site. Go to BetIndianaNews.com today.
Hi, welcome to Metro.
Hey, my daughter here bet me that if we switch to Metro, we can get two phones and a tablet for free.
Actually, I said when we switch to Metro, we get two awesome phones and a brand new tablet for free.
So what do you say to that?
I'd say she's right.
Thank you.
Unwrap two phones and a tablet for free, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Tablet free after rebate redemption. Requires two voice lines on $60 base rate plan. Limit one tablet offer and four phone offers per account. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Overhead is killing us. What are we doing to save money?
Oh, we talked to ComEd.
Okay.
Yeah, they're helping us lower our energy costs.
Okay.
We get incentives from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program to complete projects that help us use less energy.
Now you sound like the boss.
I am the boss.
Yes, you are.
By the way.
Yes?
You're in my parking spot.
Save money and energy like a boss. Visit ComEd.com/likeaboss. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas-powered Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter is built for you. And it's built to protect your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. Gas engine, 0% financing, and starting at $33,790? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to ride a Zamboni on the ice during intermission of a Chicago Wolves game? Sign up to take a spin on the new Turtle Wax Ice Box. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES to learn more. We are winners. We are the Wolves.
We just didn't play our game today. It was tough. They came to play. We didn't. And we got behind early. And you just can't play catch up against a team like that. And you can't play sloppy either.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky right there, along with Hub Arkish. I'm Mark Rohde here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are in for Bernstein and McKnight, which means we are here until noon today. Coming up in about 1 hour from right now, we will speak with Sage Rosenfels, the 12-year NFL quarterback, writer for The Athletic Minnesota. And right now, we'll stay with The Athletic, and we will bring in Kevin Fishbane, who you can find on Twitter, at KFishbane. And you could also find him at Hallis Hall every day, being a beat writer for the Chicago Bears. What's going on, Fishbane?
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you as well. And I'm looking at your Twitter, and you can find Kevin at KFishbane. One thing that you wrote here that's very interesting, the Bears are last in the league with only 240-plus pass plays this season. And as the third lowest scoring team in the NFL, and Kev, you and I know, and Hub knows this from day one of the Matt Nagy regime, he said that this you need to have the big plays in this offense, or at least the appearance of them. The Bears have not had that, and I ask you why they have not. What have you been able to figure out?
Yeah, you know, Grody, it's so interesting because when you look at the explosive plays, it's not just the quarterback, right? I mean, obviously it starts with him, but this team has been pretty bad at yards after catch too. And we haven't seen the Tariq Cohen explosive plays really either. And Anthony Miller finally got going over the last month. But with Taylor Gabriel hurt, you've lost that kind of speed. So many different things have gone wrong. What I kind of highlighted in this story was that and I hate to nitpick and pick on Mitch, but he's had three or four of these just clearly guys wide open. The play worked perfectly. The pocket is clean, and he just overthrew it. And I think the problem with overthrows is you don't give your guy a chance. Now, obviously, you don't want to underthrow it, so it's an interception. But that one to Robinson the other day, the Taylor Gabriel one from the Chargers, they would have won that game if they connect on that. You know, those are problems. The margin of error, unfortunately, for Mitch is slim. So that's part of the equation. But, yeah, no explosive plays this year. I don't think they've scored a touchdown from their side of the field yet. They don't have a touchdown for more than 50 yards. And I think too, and Hub, I'd like to hear your take on this. I imagine a lot of that too is because they have no run game, and so some of the times they've actually connected on some of these long plays. They've been from the play action. Their two 40-plus yard catches this year are both times Mitch was under center, ran a play action, and hit Taylor Gabriel for 53 in Philadelphia, hit Allen Robinson for 49 against the Giants, and those are both set up by getting a few David Montgomery runs going.
I'm still stuck on the beginning. I think Kevin may have had too wild to start the Hanukkah. That opening, great to be with you guys, was really unconvincing, Kevin.
He thought it was Bernstein and McKnight today, so his whole day is just thrown off.
You know, late night last night waiting for the candles to burn out. I don't know, man. You know, Kevin, I think you're on it. You know, Mitch, we've heard so well, not recently, but you know, when it was explained to us why he was the choice, this whole accuracy thing, you know, was one of the major reasons. And you see him on the move make some throws that other quarterbacks in the league wish they could make. He drops dimes and he puts the ball on the money. But when he is standing in the pocket and he's got to hit those deeper throws, and you know what? You can study the tape. And, it, you know, last year everybody wanted to talk about his footwork and his left foot. They spent the offseason working on footwork and mechanics. It's not his mechanics, you know, and you begin to wonder if you got to just get back into the kid's head, you know, that instead of just, you know, relaxing and playing football, if he's thinking about, I can't miss this throw, because I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, Hub, it's a great point. It's something, you know, I asked Matt Nagy about yesterday, too, because you wonder if when your team is struggling so much and you haven't had those explosive plays, if when Mitch is dropping back to pass on Sunday night and sees that Robinson has gotten behind Tyrann Mathieu, if he just gets excited and there's just that little extra something in his throw that allows it to be overthrown. The Taylor Gabriel, he looks up, the play, they've worked on it all week long, and there's Taylor Gabriel on Thomas Davis, and he is gone. That is going to be a touchdown that's going to seal the game, and there's just something that happens in the throw. Now Matt obviously kind of you know, said he's not worrying about that. He's not worried about the quarterback pressing. But, you know, there's something to that. I think that, unfortunately, the way this season has gone, the way the quarterback has played, we're kind of stuck where we have to take into account every possible factor that, yes, some of this could be just the mindset that the quarterback has had that has limited him to make some of those plays because they've come open so seldom. And some of that's on the receivers and the offensive line and the play calling. And when it does happen, he just hasn't been able to connect.
Mark Grody and Hub Arkish talking to Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are in today for Bernstein and McKnight. Kevin, what does the tight ends room look like next year for the Bears?
Well, you know, going back to Hub's point about my lack of excitement, it's probably because I spent the last half hour looking up the how long it's been since the Bears did not have a tight end going over 100 yards receiving. That will depress you because it went all the way back to 1970.
Ooh.
So they really need at least 9 yards from J.P. Holtz or 13 from Jesper Horsted to get
some. Come on,
some,
Jesper!
I mean, think about that, guys. They might not have a single tight end go over 100 yards for the entire season.
Horsted!
Which is just, it'd be 49 years. So, but, you know, I think a lot of Bears fans are going to be upset by my first part of my answer, Grody, which is Trey Burton is going to be back. And I think they're going to give Trey Burton an opportunity to still be a big part of this offense. You look at his contract, and you look at all the other things they have to worry about. I just don't see them getting out of that contract. And, you know, they're probably going to say, okay, let's see if he's fully healthy. But kind of like the quarterback position, I don't think you can go into next year just banking on him being the guy again. You just can't do that after what's happened since the Eagles playoff game last year. So you have to find another dynamic pass catching you tight end. And there are going to be a couple guys in the draft. I think it's one of those drafts where there's a few names, like the kid from Washington, Hunter Bryant, you look at the guy from Florida Atlantic are the two big names who might be round two guys. But then you look at your draft board, you look at your roster, you think, are we going to spend a second round pick on a tight end? I think you could absolutely make the argument considering how important it is to Matt Nagy's offense. So I think this is a position where you double dip. You use a draft pick on a tight end, and make up for the bad draft pick you used the tight end a couple years ago, and then find somebody in free agency. I was really flummoxed all summer when I kept looking at that tight end room and looking at those guys in training camp and thinking to myself, why did they not make a single serious move at this position? Why did they go into this year just saying, we've got Trey Burton, we've got Adam Shaheen, we're going to be fine? I did not like that from the spring and summer. Of course, nobody expected them to both land on IR, but you had to have better insurance policies than a few undrafted rookies, and then they obviously bring in J.P. Holtz in week three, and that's worked out. But J.P. Holtz shouldn't be your leading receiver at tight end. So I think it's probably, you know, I call position need number one, kind of ignoring the fact that quarterback is the one that needs the most attention, of course. But I think in terms of the most resources and where you can really grow, I think you really have to fix that tight end spot.
You know, I'm actually surprised to hear it was 1970, because if memory serves me, I think it was 68 when they traded the coach to Dallas. And so I would have thought you had to go back to Ditka. And by the other, there's so many reasons that I love Kevin, but I got to tell you, man, in almost five decades on the radio, I've never found the opportunity to use the word flummoxed.
I noticed that too.
I saw the look in your eyes. You know, Kevin, but the one thing I just kind of called Mark on is you're spot on with this. But where I diverge from you guys, I'm fine with Trey Burton, and I'm really intrigued by Jesper Horsted. I don't think the U is the issue. It's the why. Travis Kelce is a why. Zach Ertz is a why. They're the guys that make those offenses go. I think they're fine at the U. They've got to get a guy who can not only be a pass-catching threat but can handle the inline blocking, and now you start to complete the tools that if Nagy is going to insist on running the same offense, you got to have that guy in order to do it.
Yeah, and hey, maybe when Matt Nagy keeps telling us we've got to find the why, maybe that's what he's really means. We've got to find the why tight end.
Good call, Kevin. Can we hear that? I keep wondering, what does he mean we got to find the why?
You're right. That's the why. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that, you know, that was interesting. And, you know, when we were talking to Matt Nagy in March at the owners' meetings, he was gushing about Adam Shaheen. And then we get to minicamp and we start to see some of those little flashes, because Trey Burton was out and Shaheen was playing that Travis Kelce role. And we're saying, okay, this is Adam Shaheen. Maybe he won't fall down every time he catches the ball. Maybe he'll actually stay healthy. And I think a few of us might have fallen for it. And then we saw what happened when the season started and he had the back injury in training camp. So yeah, there is, you look at the guys they have and none of them fit that mold of the size and the strength and the ability to inline block as what, you know, Kelce and Ertz and those guys. The one thing I'm very interested about with Jesper Horsted is on Sunday night's game, it was Eric Saubert who played most of the first half. So I'm trying to figure out, and then Horsted came in for the two-minute drill, probably because Saubert, the new guy who signed a month ago, probably doesn't know the two-minute stuff. But I'm trying to wonder, did Saubert suddenly come in here and take some snaps from Jesper Horsted? Are these guys finding out to be who's going to be part of the backup? So I do like the idea, though, that they are bringing in multiple players, and just to kind of see, because they need to have a lot of options as they go into next year. So I think Saubert, horse. You look at Dax Raymond, he is a why. I'm not saying he's going to be the answer. There's a reason he's still on the practice squad, but that's somebody that they're going to have to bring to camp and just have him in the competition. You got to keep, you know, it's like the kicker from last year, right? You got to keep every single option open as you try to fix a position that is so important to this offense.
And I thought Dax was going to get a look before Horsted was going to get a look this year in terms of who would be first up off the bench.
Dax Raymond was the second highest paid priority free agent in the post-draft frenzy last year. They gave him, it was almost a $50,000 signing bonus, which you don't do to undrafted rookie free agents. That's how badly they want him. But guys, I think the reason he's still on the practice squad is that they do think and hope he can be a Y, but he was not at Utah State. He was pretty much strictly a pass catcher. And a lot of our conversation with him back in Bourbonnais was, what about the blocking? And he had a great answer. It was one of our first interviews with him. And we had discovered, you know, what he did on his Mormon mission, and he was in Russia, and it was almost Siberia, and he was there 6 months. And I think I can't remember if it was me. I think I asked him the question. I said, all right, so Dax, you know, we know you're a pass catcher, but in order to play in the NFL, you got to learn to block. You know, you didn't do a whole lot of it in college. How do you feel about your ability to become an NFL quality, you know, inline blocker at tight end? And his answer was, well, you know, on my mission, I learned to speak Russian in 6 months, so I think I can figure out how to block in the NFL.
Yeah, these are smart guys. And as for Horsted, and you guys both know this, but Horsted, he was a receiver at Princeton, and they converted him into a tight end. He had no idea what the U tight end was. He had no idea what that position was. So, in other words, he is still very much learning, and I guess in the small sample size has done what he's been told to do.
You know, Kevin, my take on this is, with what I've seen of J.P. Holtz, I think he's your number three next year. I think he can be your backup Y. I think they've got all kinds of stuff to pick from to develop the U, starting with Trey Burton, who, by the way, we forget last year,
led the team in touchdowns,
until the mystery groin injury, was everything they hoped he would be as a U when they signed him, and then all these guys behind him. But the question is, and I think probably you're right, with one of those 2 second-round picks, which, by the way, folks, with the Bears and the Raiders both 7 and 8, they could even be picking back-to-back. I mean, they're going to be very close to the middle of that second round. I think one of them has got to be that Y tight end.
Yeah, and as I said, there's going to be some options for them there. And you would love to have a second-round pick that's going to make an immediate impact on this team and not someone that's going to need to play behind people and work. But, and Hub, I'm definitely with you on Trey Burton. I think that, you know, he had 569 receiving yards last year. And really, we kind of expected a little bit more based on what they were paying him and based on what we know about that role in the offense. But it was probably unfair to Trey Burton to compare his production to a Travis Kelce or a Zach Ertz, considering this is his first time as a full-time player. But there weren't really many complaints about him at all until he missed the game. He missed the playoff game. And then suddenly the injury things pops up, and we see that how much it hampered him this year. So if they're able to get him right, It would not stun me if he still ends up being a big part of this offense next year. And from a financial perspective and from an allocating resources perspective, that would be really big for this group, because they obviously have so many needs and so many things to fix. If they don't have to worry about him, if they can get him back and get him, you just get 500 yards receiving for him, a few touchdowns, I think that'd be okay. It wouldn't line up with his contract, but it would be kind of helpful for this offense.
Straighten one thing out for us on the defensive side of the ball, Kevin Fishman, because Hub and I were just discussing the somewhat intriguing inside linebackers room with a bunch of free agents, starting with Danny Trevathan, but then you have Nick Kwiatkowski, who's playing as well as he's ever played in a Bears uniform, and Kevin Pierre-Lewis, despite a couple of really bad penalties, Kevin Pierre-Lewis has been impressive as well. Who's back next year?
Yeah, I was listening to that conversation as background noise as I looked through the 1960s tight end and 1970s tight ends room. But it's a great problem to have, right? It's this ultimate kind of conundrum of, you have a lot of guys that you like who have played well, who have been good on special teams, who have been really good when they've stepped in. I thought it was a really interesting idea that the Packers are going to go after Nick Kwiatkowski. I think that's absolutely true. I think that'd be the type of guy who could fit there, and something that Green Bay would do. I right now, I still say Dan Trevathan's priority number one. I like the idea of bringing him back on a 1 or 2 year deal. If you look at inside linebackers his age, they rarely get more than a 2 year deal and a ton of money. It just doesn't happen. So now he's better than most of those inside linebackers from last year who only got 1 or 2 year deals. I think the top guy was Mark Barron. So, but you can still get 2 year deal, $10 million, bring him back. He's a vocal leader. And I thought he was playing maybe the best on the entire defense. Before he got hurt. And I say you bring him back, and then, you know, I think if Kwiatkoski gets priced out, you find a way to bring back Kevin Pierre-Lewis, and you bring him back as your number three.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, part of the reason I've kind of come to that conclusion is the other thing that's going to haunt Danny in free agency is that last year was really the only healthy season he's had as a Bear. And so, you know, you talk about a 30-year-old, and what do you want to pay him? I just don't think the market's going to be that huge for him, and I think he's one of those guys that is more valuable to the Bears to keep than it is to clear that money and move on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I think that you can keep him and you can bring him in for that. And, you know, the thing, as great as Nick Kwiatkoski has been, and he's a guy that you talk to coaches and people in that building before the season, they would single him out, knowing he's now a starting inside linebacker. They just love what he's brought to the team over the years on special teams, and knowing they can count on him. He's still not going to necessarily be an every week 100% snaps inside linebacker, and you ideally want that out of that position. So, you know, that's another reason you might slide Trevathan ahead of him in that pecking order, even if Kwiatkoski's a little younger, even if Danny Trevathan's got that injury history. You know, you got to look at how many guys can you bring back, and if you can bring two back, you're more likely to be able to bring back, financially speaking, Trevathan and Pierre-Lewis.
Anything different you want to see against Minnesota? Do you suspect that this is a week where Matt Nagy may sit some guys down or actually try things, or do you think it'll be business as usual?
You know, Mark, I think it's going to be business as usual. That's just the way the head coach has been. I wrote about this after the game, and maybe it was my own personal boredom during that game that kind of led to the article, but have some fun, right?
Yeah.
You know, like open up the playbook. Let Mitch sling it around. Try some trick plays. I mean, I guess they did try the reverse with Anthony Miller that he fumbled. But just you know, there's a ways to make things interesting. Heck, I remember being in Minnesota a few years ago, the last game of the season, when the Bears were clearly out of it, and they ran what became the Philly special when Cameron Meredith threw the touchdown to Matt Barkley. I mean, there's at least an opportunity here to do some things. I would like to try to see some more of Riley Ridley. You know, wouldn't you guys like to see a little bit more
sure.
of him involved in this offense? You know, is he going to be part of the equation next year at wide receiver? This is someone they talked up. I thought he looked pretty good early on when Anthony Miller was out when we were back at Hallis Hall for OTAs. It'd be nice to see if he's around. But the flip side of that is there's probably a reason that they're not using him on offense. So maybe not. But I just would love to see them just open things up and try to, you know, certainly play a much more exciting, intriguing game than they did last week and give yourself something positive as you end the season.
Did you see Minnesota try the Philly special last night? Both you guys, Stephon Diggs to Kirk Cousins. Oh, he overthrew it.
Just missed Kirk. And then unfortunately for Kirk Cousins, that still image of him kind of diving is going to be out there for a while.
You know, guys, just real quick, I think the thing that we may be missing on Riley Ridley, he was too good at Georgia to be a fourth-round pick, and that's, I think, one of the reasons. And I loved him, and I love where they got him. But there are some 4.55, 4.6 receivers in the NFL. There's not a lot of them. And I'm wondering if what they're seeing now is that, you know, it's not that, I mean, by our standards, he's not slow, but does he have enough speed to be a possession receiver in the NFL? My guess is that's what they're struggling with right now.
Yeah, and the thing with him is obviously his route running. And I wonder, too, if he's not able to get off the line with some of these big outside cornerbacks that he's facing, too, so he can't show off. You know, what is his top skill set? And then he, as you said, Hub, he doesn't have that Taylor Gabriel speed to blow past some of these guys. So, you know, that's kind of something to factor in. But, you know, let's see some of these tight ends, too. We talked about Jesper Horsted. We talked about Eric Saubert. You know, let's continue to see them. So much this game, too. Evaluate for 2020. See what you have and give Ryan Pace as much tape to work with of this offense so they can really figure out what they need, everything they need to do to fix this thing.
Kevin, thank you. May you become less flummoxed today and enjoy your time off, my friend.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic. You can find him on Twitter at K. Fishbane. If you'd like, this hour on The Score is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. The segment also being brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. 312-644-6767 is the number. We will take a short break. When we come back, we will go right back to the phone lines. Hub Arkish is here. I'm Mark Grody. We are in for Bernstein and McKnight until noon on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. It was the night before Christmas and all through Goodell's house. Not a creature was stirring, not even Packers D-back Nadir Rouse. Tiny elves were packing holiday game balls courtesy of a Southpaw Norwegian who had Pete Carroll's boyish grin and the discipline of Ralph Friedgen. From nowhere, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley rose to the top of the list. Their explosive potential made visions of sugar plums hard to resist. Colts cornerback Pierre Desir had two picks but did not commit any crimes. Neither did Arizona's Chandler Jones, who sacked Russell Wilson four times. Indy's Nyheim Hines claimed he never dreamed of returning two punts for scores. After Michael Thomas's record 145 catches, what's left for encores? Doug Peterson made his Eagles fly, for which he deserves a coaching game ball. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a blessed New Year to one and all. I'm Boomer Esiason.
There's no place like Sunrise Chevrolet for the holidays. And now there's no better time to save. We've extended the Chevy employee discount to everyone. Special end-of-year savings are available now on all remaining 2019s and select 2020 models. The price you pay is what we pay on all new Chevys. Choose from a huge selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com to get started. Happy holidays from Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, find new roads.
Hey, college football fans, bowl season is back, and Chipotle is making sure bowl fans don't miss a play with free delivery every time you order from the app or online through January 6th. Your team win when you eat a burrito bowl? Order away. Craving a burrito with steak and chicken? Make it yours without moving from the couch, because where you sit makes your team score. Just download the Chipotle app and place that order. All bowl season long, watch the bowl, order the bowl, eat the bowl. Score free delivery from the app or online with Chipotle. I love going into Sport Clips. They have over 90 Chicagoland locations. The MVP experience leaves you feeling good, feeling refreshed, and looking great. The massaging chair, the invigorating scalp massage, and of course, the legendary hot steam towel. Your next haircut also now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in. You'll be watching sports on TV, getting the MVP experience, and having the excellent convenience of a Sport Clips haircut. And remember, at Sport Clips, you choose the cut. They cut the weight.
Team, today I want you all to remember one word. Hyundai. If we strive to make things better like Hyundai, we will have success. If we build trust like Hyundai, ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, we will have success. If we commit to being the best like Hyundai, who backs what it builds with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and who just launched the first ever three-row Palisade, we will have... Yes, Olivia.
Are the snacks off the game couch?
Well, Molly's mom brought snacks today.
Yeah!
Success! Hyundai is proud to be an official partner of your Chicago Bears. Test drive a Kona, Tucson, Santa Fe, or the first ever three-row Palisade today. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. To find the one nearest you, visit buyhyundai.com. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The Toyota-thon is on at Toyota of Lincolnwood and Toyota of Lincoln Park. It's the year-end sale. Lease a new 2020 Corolla LE for just $99 a month. 36-month lease. No security deposit with approved credit. Fits 517 due at signing plus first payment tax title license. 179.81 dealer doc fee ends 1-2-20.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mark Grody, Hub Arkish. On Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score in for Bernstein and McKnight. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to get on in here and talk some Bears, talk some NFL with Hub and me. And we are textable at 670-11. You can find us both on Twitter as well. Coming up in about a half an hour from now, Sage Rosenfels, 12-year NFL quarterback, writer for The Athletic Minnesota, comes on this show once a week to discuss the Bears' offense and really zero in on the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. He has some very interesting things to say today about the way the coaching is going and the play calling is going for the Bears' quarterback, so you're going to want to be around here in about a half an hour for that. For now, let us get back to the phone lines. It is Gary in Decatur. Gary, thanks for waiting. You are on the score.
Hey, no problem. Hub, I've been wanting to talk to you regarding, I love your optimism regarding Trubisky and his potential still. But it always makes me come back to, I hate to compare eras and generations, but surely you remember John Elway in his first 3 years in the NFL. John Elway, he was constantly booed by the Denver Broncos fans. And statistically, if you go back, Trubisky's by far the better quarterback statistic-wise than Elway was. So, you know, my point is, what's to say that Trubisky can't turn it around much in the same way that Elway did, rather than give up on him after everybody says 3 years? What's your take on that?
Thanks, Gare.
Gare, you know, let me add another name that people tend to forget is Drew Brees was a bust in San Diego. You know, I know he was the first pick in the second round, so it's not as painful as the second overall pick in the draft. But after 3 years, they were so frustrated, they drafted Phillip Rivers, and they let him leave via free agency. And then the Dolphins passed on him because of concerns about a shoulder injury, and he ended up in New Orleans, and he becomes the greatest passer statistically of all time. Now, the other thing I want to qualify, you said my optimism. I am not necessarily optimistic about Mitch, but I do think I'm being more objective than most. And so the point I keep trying to make is it ain't over yet. It's not close to over yet. We have seen enough of the physical traits, and we have examples in history of John Elway and Drew Brees and Jim Plunkett and Rich Gannon. I mean, all guys who were MVPs who took a lot longer than Mitch has had so far. So the answer to your question, Gary, is you're right. You know, it's just too soon to quit. But the reason that I'm not necessarily optimistic, I could be optimistic based on his physical traits, but I worry about his mental approach to the game. And I just don't know. That's not something your attitude can get better, but your God-given gifts, your instincts, your intuitive feel, that doesn't usually get better, and that's the part I'm not sure about.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about it for an hour and a half, basically, that it's he does not have the parts around him completely developed that he needs to succeed. You have one really, really good wide receiver in Allen Robinson. That's the way I'd describe him. He's really good. I wouldn't call him a superstar or anything like that. He's a really good receiver, a legitimate 1,000-yard guy, but he is and has been the only dependable thing on that offense, and that includes the tight ends, the offensive line, the running back, even Jordan Howard last year, David Montgomery this year. He has one dependable
asset on that offense, and that's Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. So while Trubisky has had his issues, there's no doubt about it, the parts around him, which you have to be obsessed with getting right, haven't been there, Hub.
Yeah, I've got another texture here. What about Steve Young, a bust in Tampa? He wasn't a bust in Tampa. He didn't really play much there. Remember, he went to the USFL first, and he got to Tampa, and he was okay. Wasn't worth the, they inherited, I think it was like a $41 million deal, which in those days was unheard of. And the 49ers just, they saw the future after Joe Montana, and they made that trade. But he's another example, you know, of a guy who, you know, was playing pro football for 6-7 years. But again, Young is a guy who had that gift. You know, he understood. There was a play Sunday night, and it was no big deal, and a lot of people probably don't even remember the play or didn't think much of it, but Mahomes was in the pocket. He's looking down the field, and Khalil Mack just beat Mitch Schwartz like a drum, and he was about to kill him. And at no point in the 2.5 to 3 seconds that Mahomes had he looked anywhere but downfield. And just as Mack gets there, he looks to his right and sees Damian Williams there and dumps the ball off. And it was only a 3 or 4 yard play, but he saved getting clobbered, and he saved, the sack, not because of something he's learned or been taught. He knew that Williams was going to be there. You know, he knew he was supposed to be. Mitch doesn't have that. You know, now some of that you learn from repetition. If you can trust the other guys to be where they're supposed to be, which gets to part two. A, Mitch is not there yet in understanding where everybody is. And B, as Mark just pointed out, too many of his teammates aren't where they're supposed to be.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Ben Roethlisberger had a great line. I forget how it hit. Where did I interview him? But it was in a group. It wasn't just me. But I asked a question about something that happened in the game. It was a post game. And, you know, he gave me an answer. And as we started to walk away, he turned around. He didn't know who he was. He said, hey. And I heard, hey, so I look. He motioned me over. He said, off the record? I said, yeah, off the record. He said, can you imagine how good Antonio Brown would be if I ever had any idea where he was going to be? You know, and that gets to the whole Anthony Miller thing, you know, which is he is starting to arrive now because he's starting to understand the playbook and his routes.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be a great quarterback, your weapons, your assets have to be playing the same game that you are. And as Mark just pointed out, other than Allen Robinson, nobody really has been this
year. There's nobody that's dependable. And you're right, Miller is starting to get there, and he runs with more ferocity than anybody on that team when he does catch the football. But he had to get out of his head that he can't do it the way he did it at Memphis, where I don't know if it's so much that he didn't know the playbook or didn't learn the playbook or wasn't able to mentally have the mental capacity for it. I don't think any of that is true. I just think that he thought it was okay for him to improvise because he got away with that at Memphis. They allowed him to do that there. And at this level, he had to learn, and Mike Furry, the wide receivers coach, had to tell him, it's not the way it works here. It's a different level that we're dealing with. And if you're not where you're supposed to be in this particular offense, then we're going to have problems. Somebody brought up on the text line too. It said, Brett Favre, horrible for years. I don't know if he was horrible for years, but he definitely was a raw product. And I just remember Mike Holmgren obviously was the coach that developed him and under whom he thrived probably the most. And I think it was frustrating for Holmgren because he had a very, you know, direct system of what he wanted to do, did Holmgren. And Brett Favre just kind of said the hell with it at times and did it his way. And I think that Holmgren had to learn to cater his offense to his style, part of which I think Matt Nagy has to do as well.
Yeah, no, Favre immediately became dangerous. I think it was after the 92 season, Ron Wolf takes over. He trades his number one pick to Atlanta for Favre, who they had gotten in the second round. And I think it took him about 10, 12 weeks to get on the field. Brett Favre is unique. I mean, he and Patrick Mahomes, when you start to categorize these guys, they're in a category of their own.
Got to let them be themselves, period.
Well,
it your way.
The thing about Favre is that he holds the NFL record, I believe, for interceptions because Brett Favre never saw a window he didn't think he could fit a ball into. Brett Favre was a gunslinger.
Right.
And that's what Patrick Mahomes is. Now, Favre was more accurate and better than Mahomes is right now, but Mahomes is going to get there and maybe pass him because they have something that I don't think anybody else in the NFL has ever had. They have the two best arms I've ever seen. But the thing about Favre, it wasn't that he was bad or had to develop. It's just that, you know, it took a while to learn the offense, to get some weapons around him. And then he was a gunslinger from day one. He was a gunslinger his last year in the league. And he was going to make some mistakes because he just didn't believe that I don't believe Brett Favre can't do that. You know, and so he would try and do it. And more often than not, he got away with it.
From the 412 area code, 6711, our text line. Have the White Sox signed Nick Castellanos yet? As far as I know, the White Sox have not signed Nick Castellanos, but he's such a fun conversation to have right now because I don't think the Cubs are necessarily out of the bidding for Nick Castellanos, which I know would make you smile brightly. But he would look terrific on the South side as well. I just don't know what he is right now. Is he the guy that played in Detroit in that cavernous ballpark at Comerica, or is he a guy who looked like if he had been in with the Cubs all year that he could have been an MVP candidate because he played like a star last year. So what do you pay that guy?
Well, and you know, listen, I love his bat and I love his attitude. You and I did the NBC Sports Talk Live show last night, and this came up. I think that you would probably have to have Willie Mays in center field to be able to get by with the defense of Castellanos in right and Eloy Jimenez in left. It's just I understand the love of the bat. But now, if you're talking about a DH, but then are you assuming that the Abreu is going to play first base every day? And you know, Mark, I love a lot of what the Sox are doing for reasons that you know. Inside joke: I will never discuss Dallas Keuchel again. But
0-2.
I had a bad day with
you
Dallas Keuchel.
You want to go 0-3?
Somewhere I got in my head that he had had Tommy John, and I was thinking of Michael Kopech, and then somewhere else I read something about a 5.64 ERA. You don't make up 5.64. I read it somewhere. I got it wrong. You know, I'm not making excuses here. I had a bad Dallas Keuchel day.
You walked out shaking your head on the TV studios.
Yeah, but
last
I mean,
night.
But looking at where the Sox are, I love most of what Rick Hahn has done over the last couple of years. I think he's absolutely got him on the right track. But I think what Sox fans have to understand is there's nuance here. And you can build a team full of you know, 300 hitters and 35 home run guys. You do have to play defense. And this is not a team that at the moment is particularly good defensively at any position, than behind the plate now with Yasmani Grandal.
And that brings up Dallas Keuchel, too, because Dallas Keuchel, as everybody likes to say, is a Mark Burley type of guy. In other words, he pitches the contact, so everybody needs to be alert. Now, luckily, he's a sinker baller, so the ball's going to go on the infield where they don't have the most solid I mean, Tim Anderson is still going to make a bundle of errors. Let's face it, Yoan Moncada still learning things over at third base. We'll see if Nick Madrigal gets second base this year. I haven't obviously seen him play, so I don't know what he'll be like defensively at the major league level. Abreu is fine. So, yeah, it'll be interesting there. I think that with the moves that the Sox have made, they have been the word that I would use, they are exactly good moves. They're not great moves. Mm-hmm. Yasmani Grandal is a good move. Dallas Keuchel is a good move. You still need one more real killer move, I think. And then you obviously need, as good as the prospects were last year, I shouldn't say prospects, the guys at the major league level, like Yoan Moncada taking it to another level, Lucas Giolito doing the same thing, Tim Anderson winning the batting title, do it again and be better, or else you're still not going to compete for a division title.
Again, a genius texter I must respond to. He played right field with Kyle Schwarber in left field. Duh, I didn't know that. And B, I rest my case. You saw what happened to the Cubs. I mean, you know, and then the next texter, Hub, how is Castellanos not good on defense in right field? He's a good defender and has a killer. You can't find a baseball analyst with a working brain cells who will tell you he's a good defender. I love Nick Castellanos. I want him back on the Cubs. You know, I'm a fanatic Cubs fan, but I'm talking about how you build your team and how you construct it. Nick Castellanos is a liability in right field.
No doubt.
You can get by with him in left field, okay? But you can't put Eloy Jimenez in right field, and so I just think that's kind of the dilemma that the White Sox may face with that.
New Year's resolution number 32, healthy eating begins with printing out all of those nutritious recipes you collected. The Canon Mega Tank printer can handle 6,000 black pages and 7,700 color pages. Now, that's a lot of recipes. Visit Amazon or canon.us/megatank. Along with Hub Arkish I'm Mark Grody. Coming up top of the hour, Sage Rosenfels, the NFL quarterback or former NFL quarterback and writer for The Athletic Minnesota, to talk more Bears. We'll also talk more Bears with you. 312-644-6767. In for Bernstein and McKnight on Christmas Eve on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Molly.
And Haw here.
From our Score family to your family, a very happy, holy, healthy, holly, jolly holiday.
This year brought us some amazing moments in Chicago sports, and we live them all together.
Join us in the new year as we continue to cover Chicago sports newsmakers, one and all. Happy holidays from 670 to the Score.
Want a great deal on brake repair? Go to CarX Tire and Auto and get premium quality brake pads installed from only $99. That's right, $99. CarX Tire and Auto. We stand behind our service work and in front of our brake jobs. At participating locations, see manager for details.
Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram says time's running out to beat the tax man and get full value for your trade. After 2019, you'll only get a tax savings on up to $10,000. That's right, only $10,000. So if your trade is worth more than $10,000, you lose. Buy a new vehicle before January 1st and you receive employee pricing plus at the big finish event plus exclusive 30th anniversary savings. Get more for less at Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in North Aurora and buy at Riverfront.com.
Chrysler builds the vehicles. Riverfront delivers the experience.
Napa Know How.
Napa Auto Parts is having a huge blowout sale December 27th and 28th only. Save 25% store-wide on tools, oil filters, equipment, and more. So get to Napa this Friday and Saturday, December 27th and 28th, and save 25% store-wide. That's 25% off at Napa and participating locations while supplies last.
Napa Know How.
Some exclusions apply. Go to NapaBigSale.com for more details.
With the holidays around the corner and my list to buy growing, I turn to AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash offers loans up to $4,000, and with their quick process, I was able to get what I needed for the holidays. Just call 888-907-4227, 888-907-4227, or apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net. They're always hiring, too, so learn more at AmeriCashLoans.net. AmeriCash Loans, your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
Intern, the holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
Oh, thanks. That reminds me, you can give your family the gift of savings with both an unlimited plan
and the powerful new iPhone 11 with an amazing all-new camera system included
for just $35 a month when you switch.
Whoa, what a deal.
It's great, isn't it? And Sprint has a 100% total satisfaction guarantee, so you and your family can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Whoa! Your gift. Now open it.
Is it the iPhone 11?
How'd you guess?
Switch and get both an unlimited plan and the new iPhone 11 included for just $35 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11 64GB, $15 per month after $14.17 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line with 18-month lease and approved credit. If you cancel early, your main amount's due. Unlimited basic with 5 lines after $131.21. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Guarantee applies to new lines for 30 days. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximum use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
It's me, Jenny from Kia, and I'm back to tell you about the Holiday Sticker Sales Event. It's our most festive sale of the year where you can save big on select models. All of our amazing vehicles come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and advanced technology features. But this holiday season, we're giving you an extra special gift. Hurry in to Kia's Holiday Sticker Sales Event and get 0% APR for 66 months and 2,000 bonus cash on specially tagged 2019 Optima, Sorento, and Stinger vehicles. Visit your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save at the Kia Holiday Sticker Sales Event. Sail in soon, so don't miss out.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. 0% APR financing for 36 to 66 months from Kia Motors Finance and approved credit for purchase of new 2019 Optima, Sorento, and Stinger for qualified buyers. No down payment required. $15.50 per 1,000 financed at 66 months. Retail bonus cash offer is VIN specific. Not compatible with lease offers. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 1-2-20. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
I've had a head cold for a week. The congestion's so bad I could barely speak. But with Sudafed head congestion and pain, I could finally breathe free and clear again.
Try Sudafed head congestion and pain for powerful congestion and cold relief. Use only as directed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mark Grody, Hub Arkish.
in for Bernstein and McKnight here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score at the bottom of the hour was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. If your youth hockey team wants to play in front of thousands at Allstate Arena, it's possible with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. We are winners. We are the Wolves. Coming up in 15 minutes from now, Sage Rosenfels to talk Mitchell Trubisky.
I'm excited. Jason just walked in the studio. I looked up. I thought we were at Hallis Hall. And then you informed me. I hadn't looked at the schedule, but apparently from noon to 2, Jason Leisure and Herb Lawrence? What a great pairing.
I want to know what that sounds like. Two very interesting individuals. I would just put it that way. Rick can vouch for me. When Rick told me that those two were hosting, I became genuinely excited by the prospects of that.
No offense, Mark, but I can't wait till we're off the air so I can hear them. You know, that is going to be fun.
Transition starts in 5 minutes. Yeah. We'll do an hour and 5 minutes with Jason Leisure and Herb Lawrence. But no, those two guys will be on at noon. Are they noon to two today, or is it something different?
Yeah, noon to two.
Okay, noon to two. I wasn't sure if things were completely out of whack today and people are doing different shifts. But
is that what makes Mitch Rosen such a genius, or is that a Shane Reardon, you think?
Oh, wow. I think it's Shane, actually, right? Like for this, because I think Shane is left with the task of trying to get people to come in during the holidays, like you and I agreed to do. Or five times the pay. So we're here. Those guys will be here. And then afternoon show today. I don't even know. Who's doing the afternoon show today, Campy?
It is Terry Bores
Matt Spiegel. Oh, jeez. And you're doing a show with Boresy soon, aren't you?
The highlight of my broadcast career is coming. I am going to take tomorrow off because I, my wife and I have survived the first 40 years. I want to have the next one. But I'll be here Thursday night this is a great week for me. I don't know about anybody else. Thursday night, I get to do my first show with my son.
Oh, my goodness. Arthur of the Arcus.
Yes. Arthur and I are co-hosting Thursday. I'm not sure if we're 6 to 10 or 7 to 10, but we got Joe O's show. We were supposed to do the show together the morning after Thanksgiving, and I got so sick. And I couldn't remember if it was you or Shep who stepped in for me. But beyond being miserably ill for a while, I was really bummed because I thought, I get to work with my kid. This is going to be fun. So this is the first chance that we're going to have to do that. But Friday afternoon, I am doing the 2 to 6 shift with Terry Bores. And from the minute it was offered, I jumped on it. Now, I did my usual weekly hits and shtick with Bernsey and Bores for years and years and years. But have never actually gotten to do a whole show and sit here with Terry. And my goal is to spend 4 hours and have the time of my life and not talk any sports. See if we may drop in a little sports here and there, but I am so looking forward to working with Terry.
Love shows on The Score where you have no idea what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. Just like we work with anybody for the first time around here. Like you just, sometimes you have no idea. You guys, it's going to be worth listening to. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
And I've enjoyed rotating between Arkishes in my career here lately. It's been my last three shows will have been with an Arkish. You and I did the show out in Batavia the other day with Lance Briggs, mm-hmm. the Crosstown Pub, which was fantastic. And then Arthur and I did a show the other day. And now here I am back with a hub.
I really enjoyed you two together. I have to be very careful because he's my son, and so avoid commentary, analysis, avoid telling him what to do.
So, you need to talk more. Shut Grody up.
Yeah, and by the way, I probably shouldn't go here because it's going to open a whole can of worms, but I get these tweets all the time. I didn't know that Arthur was working here until about his third show when I heard him for the first time. So that's your answer. And you guys can figure out the question.
Okay.
Because I get crap for that all the time.
Of course.
And that is the God's honest truth. And if you don't believe me, reach out to Mitch Rosen. Reach out to Shane Redden. Yeah. I couldn't be prouder of my son because this is something that he wants to do. And he is, I haven't been involved and I mean, you tell me, but I think he's getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, no, he is. It was very comfortable to work with Arthur the other day. Let's get back to Bears business though. 312-644-6767 is the number. James in one of my favorite towns in central Illinois, Normal, Illinois, home of Illinois State University. Hi, James. You're on The Score.
Hey guys. Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
You too.
Thank you, James.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, you kind of alluded to this. I'm glad you finally appreciate that Green Bay is a great football team. But Rodgers is not in decline if you've watched every game. He's sharp. He's dealing with a new offense. He's got a running game he can rely on at times. He has no wideouts.
And got one.
He has one, yes. But, I mean, he has nobody open half the time. He's done a heck of a job. He's still one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the league. If he can't run the 40 as fast as he once could, that may be true. But if they don't win the Super Bowl or make it to the Super Bowl, it won't be because of any deficiencies in Rodgers. We should have picked up Emmanuel Sanders. We should have hung on to Clay Matthews. But, hey, we won the NFC North. We're 11-3. I think he's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, and that was the best, one of the best that Green Bay has looked all season. The first time that I've looked at him and said that it's possible that that team can do some damage in the playoffs. And I think he might have been responding to what I was saying earlier about Aaron Rodgers. And when I said he hasn't had a great season, an MVP season, he's had a good season. He is 36, and he has said that he is more comfortable this year, allowing others to be the playmakers. Devontae Adams, he mentioned specifically, and obviously Aaron Jones, who had 154 rushing yards last night, including a 56-yarder that he popped in the fourth quarter, to the point where I think that people in Green Bay are screaming for him to be, you know, aired out more and get that offense going. Where are you, Matt LaFleur? And Rodgers is like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. There are other playmakers on this team.
Yeah, and James, just for clarity again, I don't agree that Green Bay is a great football team. They convinced me last night that they are better than I thought they were. They showed me last night they have a chance to win a playoff game. It does have to be at Lambeau. It looks like it will be. It depends on who shows up. I mean, you could have the 49ers coming to Lambeau on the divisional playoff weekend if, in fact, the Seattle is able to beat them this weekend, and God knows you don't want that after what happened when they went out there. They're not a great football team for the reasons you just mentioned. They don't have enough at wide receiver. They've got other areas where they're short. But our sister, we have many sister stations here at Entercom, but one is the Sports Talker in Milwaukee, and we did the thing at the Brat Stop a couple weeks ago where we had both stations. So I went over and visited with Bill Michaels. I'm a regular on the Packers pregame show too, and I have great respect for the Packers. Yeah, I've been doing it for years. You know, I have great respect for that organization, but I was asked the question because there's a lot of talk up there. You know, is Aaron Rodgers in decline? And I was like, are you kidding? You know, come on. I mean, he is one of the five greatest quarterbacks of all time. I think you can probably lock that in.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
He's either just turned or is going to turn 36.
He's 36, yeah.
And I'm not seeing anything physically to suggest that he's in decline. I think that it may look that way because they don't have enough at wide receiver or tight end, and because the interior of that offensive line gets them in trouble sometimes. So that's why they're not a great football team. But Aaron Rodgers is absolutely still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
This segment on The Score being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Coming up in moments, we will talk to Sade Rosenfels about Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears offense. Mark Grody, Hub Arkish, in for Bernstein and McKnight on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, this is Maggie Webb with Packy Webb Ford and Downers Grove. We're incredibly thankful for such a great year, and we look forward to 2020. From my family to yours, we wish you the happiest of holidays and a happy new year.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at $4.95 per eye. The holidays are coming up, and it is my very first holiday season without glasses or contacts. That means if I'm traveling to the family and going to see people here or there, I don't have to worry about, do I have my glasses or do I have my contacts? I open my eyes and I can see, thanks to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Do what I did. Call or go online to schedule your free consultation for all laser LASIK as low as $4.95 per eye. The consultation is awesome. You ask all the questions. They give you all the answers. I left mine feeling incredibly confident, and my results have been fantastic. I'm seeing 2015. 15. Get free from the frames. Get out of glasses and contacts. There's still time for you to see 20/20 before 20/20. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is the way to do it. Find out why they're overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The holidays truly are a magical time of the year. But unfortunately, after the parties are over and the decorations are down, so much is left on the credit cards. Don't get stuck paying 20% interest rates on the credit cards when you can pay it all off today with a cash out refinance. There's never any out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Still need last-minute Christmas gifts? Blaine's Farm and Fleet has just what you need to finish your holiday shopping for less during our Countdown to Christmas sale. Your choice of KitchenAid 2-speed hand blenders or 5-speed hand mixers are on sale, just $34.99. 1-pound bags of Farm and Fleet California walnuts or walnut pieces, your choice, just $3.